Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Well, we got a message on Facebook from a woman named Carol, who describes herself as a very faithful fan of the show. And she wanted to let us know that a local woman was selected from 8,000 applicants to help decorate the White House for Christmas. And I've seen the pictures, and they're spectacular. And it means that Seattle and Washington have a huge presence in the White House Christmas decorations this year. And the woman who was selected is Gaylene McRae, who joins us from the East Coast. Gaylene, it's great to talk with you this afternoon.
It's great to be here.
Okay, so how in the world do you get selected to decorate the White House?
Well, it's simple and then it's not. You just have to, you apply, and that's an online process that I didn't know. I just decided like 8 years ago that I wanted to do this when I saw an HGTV special, but this year was the first year I put any legs to that hope. And I called the White House, and they gave me an email, and I used that email, and then they sent me a link when it was time to apply, and that's in August. And you have to apply online, and then you submit it, and I was very blessed. I got selected.
That's very cool. Now, is this something you do professionally?
Well, I used to own my own balloon gift and decorating business, and it's something I love and have done professionally, yes.
Okay, but so how do you stand out from 8,000 other applicants?
Well, I've ran that through my head many, many times because they give priority to military, which they should, and we aren't. And so when I filled out the application, this is a kind of a quirky thing. If you had professional experience, you needed to put your website in, but mine wasn't current. You know, that was a few years ago. So it wouldn't send without it. So we own a small boat touring business in Gig Harbor. So I put the website for our boat business in there,
okay.
And then I sent an email to explain what I had done and a picture of our boat decorated for a wedding. And then I got a quick response back, very cute, we'll attach this to your application. Well, I had sent other pictures in of my home decorated, and I said, do you have those pictures? They said, no, please resend. So had I not done that, my application would have went through probably without the pictures. Yeah.
Got it. All right. Because, you see, this is something, I have a few talents in life, but anything artistic is not on that list. And my wife is not the most artistic person. So we struggle with things like home design. So I admire people who can do stuff like this. Okay, so you get selected, you fly back. What's it like walking into the White House?
Wow. Well, you walk in as a worker first.
Yeah.
And when you go through the security, and the first day we're in a warehouse, a huge warehouse that houses all their Christmas decorations, a lot of their furniture. It's like twice the size of Home Depot. And for me, that was an incredible experience, just to see the backside of it. And we worked on the projects there. And then the next day when we went into the White House, it was very kind of different because the White House was a mess, so to speak, the part we were in, because they had 51 live trees they were bringing in. And most of them were 14 foot tall, and the Park Service is in charge of that. So they're setting up all these trees. There's pine needles everywhere. The floor is all covered in this beautiful paper that's very thick and waterproof. So it's kind of like Christmas when you're decorating at its worst that first day, you
yeah.
know, and you get in there and it's just, there's just trees and people and we, all those trees, 51 live trees have to be lit.
Wow. Okay. And to tell us about the Northwest being incorporated, and we'll get the pictures up on our website, but I saw there's a big glass door entrance to one of the wings of the White House that has etching of the Space Needle on it?
Yeah, that's when you come in the East Wing. So when we came in, they had a party for us on Monday. It was a volunteer reception party. And when you come through Secret Service and come into the building in the East Wing, they laid brand new red carpet. And down there were these glass panels. And on the glass panels, I guess they were just all the different icons from each state. But the one, of course, that caught my eye was the Space Needle. And above it hung white snowflakes, and as you go down that hall with the brand new red carpet, and it's quite long, then there's your tree there that's for the Gold Star, for people who have lost somebody in the military. So you just look down there, and it's amazing. But to see our Space Needle was incredible.
And so you, I saw that, were you part of this gingerbread house design?
No, I wasn't part of the design at all, but that was in the stateroom. I worked on the little flowers, the huge thing that went over the mantle in the stateroom with President Lincoln's picture above it.
Okay, I'll get
that
back to that.
100 roses.
Okay, I'll get back to that in a second. But they have a gingerbread. It's the White House with a Space Needle next to it, with the Golden Gate Bridge next to that. That was very cool to see also.
Every year, their head pastry chef does a gingerbread house. And I got to meet the lady, the pastry chef that did all the little wreaths on the windows. She's been there for 21 years.
Okay, and then the thing you were a part of, it's red flowers encircling a mantle and going up a little bit around the bottom of the frame of this iconic painting of Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
That
was Melania's design, and we actually worked the beginning of that in the warehouse. And we had to put 300 roses on there. They were all silk roses, and they all had to be cut. And then we had the silk fillers that went in it. And those aren't just pushed in it. Every one of those were hot glued. So when we got the 300 roses hot glued, they were three different sizes. Nick, who is the head designer, came over, and he said, that's not what she's going to want, because she wanted it to look solid roses. So they had to order 500 more. So that piece you see has 800 roses on it.
It's beautiful. It's just beautiful. So are you there for the installation of it at all?
I did not get to see the installation of that.
Okay.
There was two crews. The first crew worked Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then Thanksgiving, everybody broke. Then the second crew was Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Well, you said you've been trying to do this for 8 years.
It's been in my mind 8 years.
Okay,
first year I applied.
You've been thinking about it for a long time. So how cool to achieve a lifetime dream like this. That's pretty amazing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And,
yes.
Do you know, the president, I don't know if you've heard this, the president is a somewhat controversial figure. Do you get any grief from people who say, why are you going back to his White House?
Well, yes.
But what's your reaction?
We had a very close family friend that disowned us over it, yes.
No.
And, seriously.
No, Gaylene, wait a second. Because you were going back to help decorate the White House, you lost a lifetime friend?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, tell me a little more about that. I mean, I got to hear about that.
Well, we were scheduled to be it's a younger guy. He's a child of a good family friend of ours, and he didn't take it well that we were not going to be able to go back. We were going to the White House. So he's very, anti-Trump, and so be it. That's his views, but he's the only one. I mean, we've been here. We've been in Washington, D.C., and like I said, over in New York, and a lot of people ask, what are you doing here? And sometimes you just get they're quiet. They didn't really approve. But most of the time it's like, wow, how'd you do that? That's incredible.
But isn't that silly? Because you told me this is the trip of a lifetime, and you would think that a lifetime friend, that all they would care about is being happy for you instead of, the silliness, divisiveness that's going on now.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Well,
I think that's the one thing I walked away from the White House with. There was and you probably might have heard about it, but the White House went into lockdown the day that we were there. And I can't share anything about where we were at, but we were actually down with the pastry team. And I got to meet the girl down there, and we asked, does this happen often? And no. And she reiterated what happened on 9/11. And you could still see the fear in their eyes as she explained they had to go to Lafayette Park and stand out in the park and watch the Pentagon burn.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like, we got to stop all the hate.
There you go. Well, I'm glad you got to experience something so wonderful. It sounds like a really cool experience.
Well, thank you.
Okay, well, we'll post the pictures on our website so people can look at some of your handiwork. And Merry Christmas to you.
Well, Merry Christmas. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for talking with me, Gaylene.
Yeah. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Gaylene McRae from Gig Harbor, who is part of the team that decorated the White House for Christmas. We'll put the pictures up on our website, Dory Monson Show, at mynorthwest.com, the Dory Monson Show page. And we have lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.
Christmas tree.